This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A late-stage study of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine candidate has been paused while the company investigates whether a study participant's unexplained illness is related to the shot. The company said in a statement Monday evening that the illness, accidents, and other so-called adverse effects are expected parts of large clinical studies. Its physicians and safety monitoring panel will try to determine what might have caused the illness. The pause is at least a second such hold to occur among several vaccines that have reached large-scale final test. And the U.S. final stage testing of a vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University remains on hold. In the U.S., though, it has restarted elsewhere. U.S. Senate Republicans appear to have enough votes to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, but Democrats are using this week's hearings to argue she should not get there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more details.
With the election weeks away,
this shouldn't be Donald Trump's judge. It should be yours.
Amy Klobuchar is among those arguing the choice of a new justice should wait until after the election. On day one of her hearing, said Barrett's selection will jeopardize health care, saying it's clear she was chosen to help conservatives overturn the law known as Obamacare. Republican John Kennedy flashed back to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, which he called a freak show, saying the nation won't again fall for a high court pick character assassination.
The American people are not morons.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA.